The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A complaint has been made to the International Olympic Committee accusing FIFA President Gianni Infantino of breaching political neutrality rules over his dealings with US President Donald Trump. The complaint centres on the controversial suspension of that World Cup ban. I'm joined by Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews. Barry, you know politics fairly well. Surely this is just an example of realpolitik. Gianni Infantino, like Mark Rutte in NATO, has worked out that what you have to do is be sycophantic, roll over, play nice, and you get what you want. And he did that.
Good morning, Anto. Well, look, that's not my understanding of politics. And I think people are just sickened by the cynicism of what has happened between Infantino and Trump over the last year, starting with the FIFA Peace Prize, which is such a travesty considering it's done in the name of the thousands of people up and down Ireland and across the world who volunteer for soccer training, put up posts, put up, you know, raise money for jerseys. To see that happen, given what Trump has done in the geopolitical sphere for the last year.
Even if we all know it's guff and that it's done deliberately just to keep him on side.
But it's not guff because, you know, Trump boasted about trying to interfere with the outcome of the match between the US and Belgium. And, you know, when people see that, when the integrity of the game is called into question, when everybody's loving the sport at the moment, is just fantastic. The football is excellent. The stadiums are amazing. The experience of those who are in the US and have been in Mexico and Canada has been absolutely amazing. To see it dragged through the swamp by Infantino and Trump with these activities, I think it calls for some political comment. And that's why myself and 70 other MEPs wrote to the 27 football associations across the EU and asked them to put pressure on FIFA to carry out an investigation under its code of ethics.
Well, I put it to you in the same way as I suggested that you would be familiar with politics and therefore see real politics in action. You must also be familiar with FIFA enough to be skeptical about your chances.
Well, you know, FIFA is just a disgrace in, you know, with the bribery scandals up to 2015. And then we've seen the awarding of the World Cup to authoritarian regimes, both in Russia, in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia. But, you know, so we can't let FIFA off the hook. You know, this is the world's top sporting event, and what we're seeing is such an appalling treatment and of basic fair play. We're also seeing we've written quite a lot about the association of Saudi Aramco, the world's largest polluter, as the main funder of FIFA. So, you know, if you're actually volunteering in the Dublin District School Boys League, and you see the ballooning of FIFA income over the last couple of decades, despite all the corruption, and you have to ask yourself the question, have you seen that impacting the game of football in Dublin, in Ireland, across the world at a local and voluntary level? And most people say no. All we've seen is that clubs have to put up their fees in recent years. We've seen that there's been increasing cost of playing football for families across Dublin. So there's no bonus, there's no dividend that has found its way down through the system. So I think we need to put pressure on FIFA. It's a not-for-profit organization, but it requires a huge level of transparency and accountability, which is clearly not present in the decision-making we've seen recently.
Barry, thanks very much for your time this morning. Barry Andrews there, Fianna Fáil MEP.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.